Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mic Drop Mondays, and today we have a special guest, so let's get into it.
Hey.
All right, today's topic is interesting stories and experiences.
All right, so there's like this one time in second grade, there was rumors in my school that the school was haunted, and then there was killer clowns running around our school, and I really had to go pee that in that moment, but I was scared to tell the teacher to come with me because it sounded weak, so I did the only thing that was possible and just pissed my pants. It was drooling down my pants onto the floor. Then the teacher said circle time, and when I sat down on my lap, it felt so uncomfortable, and this dude named Sam sat on my seat when it was still wet and started like stomping on my pee thinking it was water.
Okay, that's an interesting experience from an interesting guest. We're going to have more from him. But we have a short one, and this is from me. So, my sister actually used to put me in a bucket, and I cried my ass off. And my mom came down, wondered why I was crying, so she started crying. My sister just started crying. My mom took a picture. I don't remember this, but we have the picture.
There was this one time when I was like 1 year old, my sister pushed me down the stairs, and like my mom was really worried. I had major like injuries and stuff. So like 7 years later, I asked my sister, was she the one that pushed me down the stairs? And she said yes. I got really mad. So the day after, I pushed her back down the stairs for revenge.
Okay, I'm very blind, like very blind. And the reason why is because my sister started poking my eyes for 2 hours when I was a kid. I have no memory of these, but my mom's told me these stories.
There was this one time me and my sister, like, we got a Dollarama bag. So at that time, my brother, he was just born. He's like 2 months old. So me and my sister, we grabbed my brother. We took him on top of the bunk bed because at that time we had to share a room. And we put him in the bag, and we started swinging him. And we thought when we let go, he would just start flying, but he didn't. He fell on the ground. And my aunt came in, and we got, like, in big trouble.
Okay. We have one last one from him, but before, I'm going to tell you one interesting story about myself. Okay. So, I'm going to go slow because this is a hard story. So, I still have stitch wounds. Like, you can see them on my stomach. And how I got them was, we were at my cabin, is what we wanted to feel like. So we just sold my cabin, and we really missed the boat. So, my sister and our friend Jaden, she was about a year older than my sister. So, we started swinging on the boat. It's what we thought it would be like. Fuck. We started swinging on a tree, thinking it was a boat. And I fell off. And got stabbed by a tree. And it was a stick about an inch deep into me. Blood everywhere. I just started screaming at these bikers. It didn't hurt. I just didn't know what to do. Eventually, I got an ambulance.
Yeah.
Everything. We have one more interesting story from our guest. Let's get into it.
All right. Well, that was interesting. But let me tell you a story of when this one time when I was 8, I went swimming with my sister. And she told me to jump in this 20-foot pool when I was like 4 feet tall. So, we didn't do that, but we went,
he's still 4 feet tall.
We went down the slide, me and my sister together, to the pool, because it connects to the pool. And then when we reached the pool, I couldn't swim, so I just stepped on my sister's back and was, like, surfing on it, because I didn't want to die. I would sacrifice my sister's life for my life. So then, my dad, he jumped into the pool, but he couldn't swim either, so the lifeguard saved him. then my sister, then me. They put me last. Even though it's just bull, man.
It's probably because, yeah, I don't know. He's 4 feet tall.
But thank you guys for watching. If you're on Spotify, there will probably be video next time. And yeah, welcome to Mic Drop Mondays. If you are on Apple Podcast, welcome. And if you are on Amazon Podcast or Amazon Music, thank you so much. If you're on Podbean, thank you again. So yeah, next Mic Drop Monday will hopefully be next Monday. Thank you all for watching.